Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 7. The Intrinsic Divine Revelation Concerning the Move of God With and Among Men in the Old Testament, and Concerning the Move of God in Man in the New Testament, to accomplish God's heart's desire and to meet man's need before God. Friday Related Verses. Acts 13:33. That God has fully fulfilled this promise to us, their children, in raising up Jesus, as it is also written in the second Psalm, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you." Acts 5:31, this one God has exalted to his right hand as leader and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Romans 8:28-29. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Ephesians 2:5-6. Even when we were dead in offenses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together with him and seated us together with him in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses, according to the riches of his grace. Philippians 3:8-10, but moreover I count all things to be loss on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as refuse that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Suggested reading. Jesus' incarnation made him a man. His human living on earth qualified him to be man's savior. His crucifixion accomplished full redemption for man. His resurrection vindicated his redemptive work. His sovereign ruling as leader and savior causes and leads God's chosen people to repent. And his salvation, which is based on his redemption, affords them forgiveness of sins. Jesus Christ is the incarnated God and is the embodiment of the triune God, died in his humanity a vicarious and all-inclusive death to terminate all the negative things and to release the divine life from within him for us. Christ overcame death and entered into the all-producing resurrection and was begotten to be God's firstborn Son, bringing humanity into divinity. In resurrection, Christ also became the life-giving spirit for the producing and the constituting of the body of Christ. Next, Christ accomplished the all-transcending ascension to the heavens and was made Lord, Christ, leader, and savior for his propagation and for the building up of the church as his kingdom. In his death, resurrection, and ascension, Christ made all his believers one with him. His experiences have become their history. God has put us into Christ and has made him our righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. By Christ is our righteousness for our past. We have been justified by God that we might be reborn in our spirit to receive the divine life. By Christ is our sanctification for our present. We are being sanctified in our soul, that is transformed in our mind, emotion, and will with the divine life. By Christ is our redemption for our future, that is the redemption of our body. We will be transfigured in our body with the divine life to have his glorious likeness. God has regenerated us through the resurrection of Christ, and now he renews us, transforms us, and conforms us to his image of glory. And ultimately, he will glorify us in his glory. In his renewing and transforming, God consumes us, putting us into Christ's death for our fellowship of his sufferings, which work out for us an eternal weight of glory, that we may experience him in his resurrection and gain him in his unsearchable riches. As believers in Christ, we need to grow in the divine life of Christ, that we may be transformed into what Christ is through the life-dispensing Spirit, that we may be built up with the saints to be the body of Christ, the organism of the triune God in Christ, and to be the new man as God's new creation, to carry out God's eternal economy in the consummation of the new Jerusalem, as the mingling of the process triune God with the glorified tripartite man, to be the corporate God-man's manifestation in eternity. Such a regenerated, transformed, and glorified saint in Christ has nothing to do with the natural man and does not need to build up himself with the natural human virtues. If Job and his friends had lived at the time to know this, they would have been saved from their time-wasting, pain-increasing, and vain debates in 35 chapters as a record of a group of blind persons groping in darkness.